Charles?
Requested an excused absence.
Okay, Jeanette Charles, absent. Sandy Childs?
Sandy Childs, requested an excused absence.
Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Bella DeSoto, present. Annielle Fields? Annielle Fields, absent. Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman, requested an excused absence.
John Gary does.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Eric C. Jacobson, present. Avelia Jones? I didn't get anything from Avelia Jones. Avelia Jones, absent. Ellie Lexa, absent. Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Barbara Marbach, present. Michelle Manos?
Present.
Michelle Manos, present. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Novick, present. James Osborne? James Osborne, absent. Nancy Perlman?
Here.
Nancy Perlman, present. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Paul Robertson?
Present.
Paul Robertson, present. Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor Sabah, absent. Oscar?
You requested excused absence in an email?
Yes, Janine.
Oscar Uyola?
Here.
Oscar Uyola, present. Paulina Vasilia?
Here.
Paulina Vasilia, present. Beth Von Guten?
Present.
Beth Von Guten, present. Kiana Williams?
Requested excused absence.
We have 14 present and 11 absent.
Is there anyone calling in? Or everyone is just not present?
Chair, this is long, so this should be 10 absent.
No, they also Anya.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, we've just loosely decided that we'll just be marking whether Anya is here or not, just so we have a record going forward.
Yes, good.
Thank you to Beth. That was her suggestion. Okay. So, excused absences. Do we want to approval of the proposed agenda? Any updates or addendums to the proposed agenda?
I would like to indicate that if there's anything where you need a quorum, where my cap makes a difference, you need to do it before 11:30. I just got called to substitute and work this afternoon, and I have to leave at 11:30.
Well,
okay. So thank you for that. Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see anything that we're going to be voting on. Just for full disclosure, I have car trouble this week. I'm without a car, so I was not able to make the governance meeting. So I appreciate those of you that were there that were able to put together the agenda. Let's do...
Matt?
Yes?
Okay, there is something to be voted on that's important. It's agenda item 5, PMB committee elections. Those will be voted on. John Gary is here to conduct the STV vote if needed. And I would suggest that, Nancy, if you want to be on any of those national committees, which are conducted by phone,
I have to resign.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. However, if you want to participate in the decision of who represents us on those PMB committees, perhaps we should move that agenda item to just after Section 1. Is that okay with folks?
Sure.
What is Section 1? You mean Roman numeral 1?
What's that?
You mean the Roman numeral 1?
Right, before we take first public comment.
No, so that would be number 2.
So after Section 1.
Right.
Is what I said.
So it would be number 2.
That'd be 2A.
No.
No, it would be after 1E, before 2.
Okay.
So it would be the new number 2. Are there any objections to that? Okay. Seeing no objections. Oh, go ahead, Michael.
We sent out a public comment previously. So we need an additional 10 minutes.
Thank you for that flag. Well, seeing no objections, we're going to move 5, the PMB committee elections, to 2. And then we'll add in a public comment. Let's see. Michael, do you want to make a recommendation of where to add the third public comment?
After the director's reports.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. So we'll get through Roman numeral one, and we'll go into the PMB committee elections, and then we'll go to public comment, and we'll go from there.
Madam Chair, I think that we have no public comment after the committee reports. It should be after the committee report.
It's after the treasurer's report. So public comment can be made after all the reports.
Good. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Got it.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Jim? So I'd like to move that public comment right up just before director's reports.
Right.
It is. It's between treasurer and director. Yes.
I'm sorry. I was in the other.
That's okay. Is that okay with folks?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to move to accept the excuse after the request.
Okay. Moving right along. Thank you.
I object.
Bella, what do you object?
I object to Sandy Childs. I want that on the record. And I object to Sandy Childs. Excused absences.
From Sandy,
yes, yeah. She sent me an email regarding her. She sent one to me a day or two ago regarding her vocal cord situation.
I never saw it, but okay. Again, I object.
So we So these are our absences, so just so we know who we're excusing. Michael Adler, Alan B., Jeanette Charles, Sandy Childs, Anyel Fields.
No, that's Jim.
Jim Goodman.
No, Anyel Fields is an absent.
Oh, but not excused.
Jan Goodman is excused. Avelia Jones is excused.
Well, this was recent.
I didn't see a request from her.
You know what? I object to all the excused absences that no reasons. No reason from Mansoor, no reason from Jan. Kiana, no reason.
No, Kiana sent the email, and then Jan sent the email too.
Yeah, but no reason.
There was someone over here, and then Ken. Who raised a hand over here, Lawrence?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we excuse all of those who requested excused absences, and note for the record that those who have not requested an excused absence.
Yes, so what Janine has here is a column that says either P or A for present or absent, and then that second column where she's indicating who is excused. Right, who has requested an excused absence and who is just not here.
So we now have 15 here and 10 absences. Michael Adler excused, Alan Beek excused, Jeanette Charles excused, Sandy Childs excused, Anyel Fields not excused. Jan Goodman excused. Ali Lexa, I haven't got anything. Excused. Okay. Then we have James Osborne. No word. Mansoor Sabah.
Excused.
Okay. And then we have Kiana Williams.
Excused.
Okay. So we have two non-excused absences on Anyel Fields and James Osborne.
Bella, to whom do you object?
I object to Sandy and James.
Okay.
It's Ken.
Ken, yep.
I object to everyone.
Okay,
Because it takes three consecutive absences to be removed from the board.
Correct.
That's enough leeway. If you miss three meetings, you're not part of the board,
and
it just raises the requirement for quorum unnecessarily.
Correct.
I just object. You can't make it? Good. Do something else.
Okay.
And we have to be stern about this.
Are there objective criteria for what is and what isn't excused anywhere?
Yes, I've written.
A death of illness makes sense. Want to go to the beach? Does it?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a couple of instances where people have ongoing health issues, which in the beginning, it's a reasonable excuse, but if it means you can't come for 6 months, perhaps we need to reconsider the seat on the board, right? Bella?
I fully concur with that, and it is very explicit. Either a medical urgency matter with reasonably parent, a loss, close family
spouse,
loss, you know, and or a travel. But again, if a person does not attend these meetings, we have lots of work to do.
Yep. Okay, so what we'll do is between now and the next governance, Janine and I will sit down, we'll take a look at role and see who has had several consecutive absences. We can address how to deal with that. Okay, if we can move on to approve the minutes from the previous
meeting.
Yes?
So there was a motion to approve the excused absences.
I'll second
that.
And it was seconded.
So we recorded the objections.
So
we need to vote. Do we want to vote on the individuals, or do we want to vote on the all of the excused absences together?
The motion was to okay them.
Okay. So we have a motion on the table that has been seconded to, yes, Eric?
Friendly amendment. I just emailed Jim Osborne to see if he has any desire to be indicated.
That's going on.
That's yeah. Excused or unexcused.
Okay.
Can we just wait a moment to see if he appeals it?
Point of order. Point of order. It's dilatory.
Total.
You had like a week or whatever, you know.
Right. So we do need to move on. The meeting does start at 10:30.
I just looked. There's an email from Jane Goodman asking
for an excuse. Correct. We have that. We have that.
She was granted that. She
was granted that. I didn't hear the direction. James Osborne.
James Osborne. it's his responsibility to get it in before the meeting starts.
Thank you.
Can we move forward?
So let us move forward with a vote.
And what is this a motion for? To excuse
all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
To accept
all of the excused absences, or right. To decline all of the excused absences. So,
roll call.
Do you want to do a roll call vote?
No. I mean, just
are there
do
rules?
A hand. Let's do
a hand. Are there rules or are there not rules?
Yes, I just
it told you. I mean, officially, are there rules? And do people?
They're on the bylaws.
There are rules that state what are the personal situations that will allow for an excused absence. It is up to the board. Whether that those become so egregious that we need to replace
Jim,
the seat.
Can you take the vote?
Just real quick.
I would like to move to the vote. Do you have a quick point of order?
Yeah, nothing is specifically stated in the bylaws. Why it's stated in the bylaws is why Ken stated that those absences count towards the three consecutive absences. So that's
they're unexcused.
If they're unexcused, is my understanding.
Yeah. Point of information.
Yes.
Isn't that true that every single member of the LSB was present, either physically or by phone, at the last meeting?
Yes.
Therefore, nobody is going to have
three consecutive
on a few episodes.
So it's within the calendar year of three.
I think it's just consecutive.
No, it's consecutive.
Yeah. Okay, we need to move to the vote. Let's do a raise of hands, raising your hand for yes, if you approve all of the excused absences.
Request.
So, if we can take a count.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And if you do not approve any of the excused absences.
Okay, I agree with that. 1, 2, 3.
Abstentions? 1. So the motion passes. And all of the excused absences have been accepted.
There's one person missing.
Did someone not vote?
Nancy walked down the hallway before the vote.
Oh, she had her hand up. We asked her when she gets back.
She strolls back and forth.
Do we know how she voted?
I think she voted yes.
She did not vote.
I did not see her vote.
It's no vote. It's okay.
Did you vote?
She shouldn't be on the vote.
Yeah.
Did
you
vote?
Yeah, did you vote yes or no?
For excuse absence?
Yeah.
Okay. I
mean, so 10 yes, 3 no, 1.
Excuse. But, you know, I agree with the concept.
Okay.
Okay.
So let us set our time to adjourn.
Move on. How about that?
Let us set a time to adjourn. We have a 152-minute meeting.
20 minutes on.
Right. And so, what is the math on that?
2:30.
Do we want to set it for 2:40 to allow for a little flexibility? Or do we want to set it at 2:30?
2:30.
Motion for end of the meeting to adjourn at 2:30?
Second.
Any objections? What is your objection, Bella?
3 o'clock.
Okay, we will allow for flexibility to 3 o'clock if
then
we
that's
see
fine.
That we're running late. Okay. Is it the case that we need to vacate by 3 o'clock, the room?
No.
Okay. Time to adjourn is 2:30.
And that's unanimous.
No, it's not. Yes, okay.
I don't know whether to take a vote.
No, I think Bella withdrew her objection, seeing that we could adjust it later. Moving on to the PMB elections. And so we need to elect people to the audit committee, the Committee of Inclusion, Governance, and Programming. Okay, so are there any nominations for the audit? Who here is currently on the audit committee? Paulina?
I'm on as a director.
Okay.
But that's a separate election.
Right.
Directors are
these are non-director positions. Right. So the way that it works for those who don't know is that the directors have already been seated on the PMB. On the PMB. And what's that?
Paulina should be a director.
Is a director, right?
Well, there's a quota on it.
There's a quota
seated.
Right.
It's
a stay, right?
But we need... assuming that will be vacated once the bylaws thing, there's still a committee.
There's still a committee. So those of us who are not on the PMB as directors are still eligible to be on the committees.
Correct.
So everyone who's on this board is eligible to be nominated to any of these committees.
I nominate
except
myself.
For the directors.
Except for the directors.
I nominate.
Okay. So, John, are you able to record... Who's being nominated?
No, the secretary can do that.
Okay.
I didn't get that.
Uh-oh. I'll put both of
them. Okay. It would be useful, I think, if you both had the information. So Bella has nominated herself for the audit committee. Are there any other nominations for the audit committee?
How many seats?
Two.
How many seats can we fill? Two.
Two.
Okay. So, Grace?
I'd like to nominate Michael and Barbara, if they're willing to be on the audit committee.
I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Okay.
I've been raising my hand to nominate Bella for it. I prefer to be on the programming committee.
Me too.
On the what, Michael?
Programming.
Yes.
Yeah. You could be on too.
Yes. So,
Nancy,
do you have a nomination?
Brad?
For the audit committee.
The treasurer is on the
finance committee.
I can't be on the audit committee. I'm on both.
Treasurer can't be on the audit committee.
Grace?
I'd like to, how about either Paul or Avalia, maybe, or anybody. We need people.
Yeah, we need people. If I can just interject and let folks know, I'm on the programming committee. About half the time, we do not have quorum to have a real meeting.
Yeah.
So it's a bit ridiculous, right. And we do need folks to step up and fill these roles and commit to it. Just a monthly phone call. If we can take it seriously, it'll be very useful in order to coalesce around these issues that we have to deal with. So right now, the only nominee we have is Bella. Do you have a nominee?
Yes, I do. I'd like to nominate Beth.
For the audit committee?
For the audit committee.
I'm interested in the governance committee, and I'm concerned about taking on more than I can. My expertise really doesn't lie in number crunching.
I know.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
I think she'd nominated Paul.
Thank you.
Well, I'm asking anybody who would be willing to.
Paul, would you accept the nomination?
No, I'm interested in outreach.
There's no outreach.
Locally. Ophelia, you've been nominated?
It's not my thing.
Okay. I would like to nominate Eric.
Okay.
again, I would chime in the same way. It's not a, it should be for somebody with an accounting background, or some type, or bookkeeping, or somebody like that. Anybody at all?
But anybody who wants to, you know, bring the perspective of accountability and transparency.
It can also help.
You don't have to be a big number cruncher in order to understand, like, what is ethical on an audit committee and how we want to affect the culture of Pacifica. So.
Define the, just in a 15 to 20 seconds, the audit committee does what?
They pick the auditors, and then they
monitor the audit.
Monitor what the auditor is doing.
Do you make sure that
okay, so we have one, two right here. Lawrence?
So I served on the audit committee for two terms with Fred. And one of the things that I got out of that audit committee is that you have to be logical and practical. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily have to be a big numbers guy or something or a numbers person, but that you have logic and that you're able to discern some of the things that the rest of the committee is doing. So, Mr. Jacobson, I would like to encourage you to do that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I think that you would be a good participant on that committee. Any other nominations for audit committee?
Madam Chair, I also wanted to, I had my hand up earlier, is that the audit committee looks at the compilation from each station to make sure that it's in order for the auditors to do the audit at the end of the fiscal year. It is important, the clarity, the transparency, as the Chair said, but you and I can work together well on that, I feel.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Paulina because she's been on the audit committee. She can't be on it
as a director
yet. So I think she should continue on it as an elected LSB member until she's seated as a director, which could take
as
much
as 2 months.
I'm the current secretary.
Okay. So at that time, we would then fill the vacated seat?
Right.
Okay.
I think so. But she's been on it, and I think the continuity will be helpful.
That's good. She's familiar with the
routine. Thank you.
So that's three nominations for two seats.
There's the door there.
Good.
So is there, are there any other nominations? Do we want to go to a vote? Seeing no more nominations, we will go ahead and go to a vote. And so,
it's Bella, Eric, and Paulina.
Do we want to do, 1 minute or 30 second statements from the candidates, or just go ahead and move to the vote?
I can simplify it, I think. Why don't I reserve my candidacy until after Paulina is seated as a director, knock on wood.
Yeah.
And then I can come behind and take that position at the time she, once you are a director, you can be on the audit committee in that capacity, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then I can
fill as well. There's only one director, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty precise, I would say, otherwise,
our local board gets two delegates as local.
Yeah.
So then, you and Bella, then,
what about that solution? Yeah. That gives me a little reprieve.
That's
so
good.
He's saying once you, the board finishes his stuff, he'll pop in and be
Just the only one thing I want to flag about that is that having you in there now would have you familiarize yourself with the operations of the audit committee. However, it would simplify things for us right now, and I do think it makes sense, given that Paulina will be seated at some point, that she continue in that capacity. So are you withdrawing your candidacy for now?
Why don't I do that? Suspending.
Your campaign. All right. So then, it's pretty simple. We have Bella and Paulina nominated.
No election needed.
Yeah. Do we have any objections?
No.
Okay. So no election needed. Congratulations to Bella and Paulina.
All right.
Okay. Committee of Inclusion. Does anyone want to give a brief statement on what is the Committee of Inclusion and what do they do on the PMB? Lawrence?
So I tried to convene that meeting last year, and I did call for a meeting, and unfortunately no one showed up. So what I'd like to do is I volunteered to convene that group, and I'd like to set a meeting by the end of the day today.
What's the mission of the meeting?
Oh, the mission is to... The purview of the committee is to include, the goal is to include all the underrepresented voices, the marginalized people, the people in our signal area, our listeners that, you know, are marginalized and underrepresented, and to provide reports to the local station board as well as the PNB. Is that, you want to add to that, Michael?
Yeah, so there's one committee, it's a PNB committee, but it doesn't function at the PNB level, it actually functions at the local level. So there's a committee inclusion for each of the five stations, and the idea is to promote inclusion in governance, staffing, management, and I forget the other one, but programming of, previously excluded communities.
And furthermore on that, Chair, it would also help us with our CPP funding as well. I have a committee of them.
So one other point is that it's one director and one delegate, actually. It's different from the other committees in that sense. And then those two can add other people to the committee.
And anybody can volunteer.
Not necessarily members of the LSP.
So there's one seat for this?
There's one director and one delegate.
Two seats
that we pick.
And they're set, so those will be separate elections if an election is required. There's two posts.
Right.
Okay.
Director member and LSP member. Two elections, right, Michael?
Plus,
yeah.
Two, if necessary, two elections.
But the director is picked by the LSP, not by the PNB.
It was Bella and then
right.
Barbara?
Yeah, okay. So the addition to this is the CPB funding was mentioned. It needs to kind of parallel the CAB, the Community Advisory Board, which is a requirement by the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So then this is the reason why it was included in the bylaws that an inclusionary committee serve the signal area to bring in, include, and outreach to as many listeners as possible. And it is all about outreach. But it works parallel with the CAB. So there is some correlation there.
Okay.
That was going to be my question.
That has something to do with the CAB.
That was my question. What's the difference between the CAB, which is a requirement for the grant funding,
they work separately.
Versus this community of inclusion?
The difference is that the CAB is restrictive of having any involvement with governance, except that governance helps to set it. This committee is a committee of governance, national and local, to increase inclusion in governance, management, staffing, and programming at the station.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence, did you have a...
Yeah, if I get elected, I have a date. This committee meeting.
Okay, so taking nominations for the Committee of Inclusion.
Lawrence nominated.
Definitely nominated for director of that.
Okay.
Paul is nominating
Lawrence.
Lawrence for director.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Additional nominations.
Not for director, but for membership. Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Rich. Yeah. Any additional nominations? Yeah. Committee of Inclusion.
Self-nominated.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to be on that committee.
Okay.
Excellent. Director or delegate?
Delegate.
Okay. So we have Lawrence, Paul, and Avelia. Anyone else for the director or for the delegate spot?
Two different elections, delegate and then director.
So for director, we have Lawrence, and for delegate, we have Paul and Avelia. Polina?
Request for information. So if, say, for instance, one of the two delegate candidates gets elected, it doesn't prevent the other board member from participating in that committee. It's just that they're not going to be they're not going to be the delegate of record. Because I don't see what is it just the responsibility of having been nominated as a delegate or having been elected or.
Lawrence, when you tried to call a meeting and no one showed up, that mean that there was None of the other five stations sent anyone to the committee of inclusion?
No, no. It's only local. Each station has an inclusionary committee.
So each station has a called committee of inclusion.
Right.
So they meet individually.
But that's part of the, it's part of the reporting to the PMB, no?
Yes, because it's mandated through the bylaws.
Yes, the PMB committee, right. But it there's a separate committee functioning at each of the five stations as a PMB committee inclusion for that station.
And then each director, right, and then the, each director reports to the PMB on a national level about the local work. That's what is mandated by the bylaws.
Got it. Okay, so then there's the director, and then there's the delegate member, and then there's anybody else who wants to participate,
yes.
Basically. Okay, so are there any other nominations for the director of the Committee of Inclusion? Okay, so do we unanimously then support Lawrence as the director for the Committee of Inclusion? Okay, excellent. Congratulations, Lawrence.
Thank you. I have a date for the meeting.
Please announce.
So that's March 11th, which is a Wednesday, from 7 to 8:30, location to TDA.
Okay, thank you. And so any
March
other...
March
11th, 7 to 8:30, location to be... Morning
or evening?
It'll be in the evening, yeah.
Okay, so we have two nominees, Paul and Avalia, for the delegate position. So it's the other official role for the Committee of Inclusion. Are there any other nominees?
I'd just like to provide some information, just real quick, Chair.
Sure.
So at this point, it really doesn't matter who gets elected, because anybody can volunteer. You could be on a committee.
Right. But so the person that's elected is required to participate.
Is required to participate.
Right. So just focusing on ensuring that these committees actually happen, and that the meetings happen, that they are participatory, that they are inclusive. Whoever is the winner of the delegate position ideally will commit to that each month, right?
Correct.
So, any other nominations? Okay, so we'll do a vote between Paul and Avalia. And do we want to hear a brief 30 seconds on why you want to be part of the Committee of Inclusion?
I'm first. it's the thing that most, the idea that most neatly fits who I am. I'm always going with a reporter, a journalist, TV people, all that. So I'm very familiar with the city, with the outreach, and the span of your network. But in addition to that, I am Hispanic and black, so I think I have that kind of also feeling, language and everything. Public school teacher, itinerant for 25 years, so very familiar with lots of things and people. So I like to use those resources when I can, and so outreach to me makes perfect sense. I already believe in the station. It seems natural to me of all the committee choices.
Thank you. Paul?
Hello, my name is Paul Roberson. Similarly to you, I have a desire and a passion for outreach and engaging communities of color, of people who are silenced or not recognized or who have not the opportunity to participate. You know, just like her, I support the station and the goals. And, for example, I live in South Los Angeles, and unfortunately a lot of the community does not know about the station, so I've been making a greater effort to increase the listenership, to utilize social media and just documentation to say, hey, there's this event going on. There was an event yesterday with Tom Hartman, which I was unable to attend because I didn't have my keys. But this is something that's important to me. So your support I would greatly appreciate, and I will make a concerted effort to be present, if not in person by phone, so that I could participate. As she said, I used to work at the Goodwill. Now I work at the Westside Regional Center. So another demographic that's important to me is people with barriers, intellectual barriers, which is also a demographic that's not represented or really, a lot of their issues are not addressed. That's also another one of my passions. So again, I would appreciate your voting and support.
Are we taking questions or comments
yes.
on this?
Comments.
Okay, just really briefly, Bella, Lawrence, Nancy, and was there one more over here?
Grace.
No, I want to nominate somebody for the next committee.
Okay, stand by on that. So Bella, Lawrence, and Nancy.
I just want to caution, Paul, I think you'd be the perfect candidate for that, because I know your efforts. But are you going to be able to be present? Because I know that it's difficult for... Oh, but you're not working at the Goodwill anymore.
No.
And that used to take your weekends away.
Yeah, so it was kind of a...
So then you'll be available then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Lawrence?
Yeah, so my question is to both of y'all. If one of you don't get elected, would you still be willing to participate in the committee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Lawrence. I appreciate that question. Nancy?
After hearing both of you, I don't want to vote against either one of you. So you put me in a big bind. So my question is, would one of you choose to step down so we can have a unanimous for whoever? And we've got two more committees here, governance and... Please, I'm speaking. We have governance and programming to vote on. Could we put you on one of the other committees? Because I think you both qualify to serve on any of these committees. And that way I don't have to decide.
And actually, I'll do that. I'm not for another committee, but I will say I'll step aside, because I'm going to be present either way, and I do intend to engage with this committee. So,
programming committee.
Thank you, Paul. No problem.
Thank you.
So it's unanimous?
Yes. Do you have something to say, Amelia?
Do I have anything to say? Well, thank you, first of all. Thank you, everyone. But I'm going to do the very best I can do, and it's an out of the hatch first thing for me, so it means a lot to me. But I question a lot of things. I've been quiet so far, so we'll see the real me. Sure.
Excellent.
Yes.
Just a very brief comment. Congratulations. Oh. You're making history. These committees of inclusion were mandated in the bylaws years ago, and they haven't been implemented so far. We're making history. I really want to commend the board for you.
Thank you, Paulina.
I'm thrilled about it.
Barbara, okay, so you'll work with Lawrence.
That was going to be my next question. How are you guys going to be in contact?
Saturday.
Well, we're going to hook up. I gave you my card, but if you could give me your card. And I'm a phone guy. You know, I like to test the flesh. So, email. I can do email, too.
Maybe you should.
And let me just say this. I like to excuse myself from using that metaphor. I think it was inappropriate. It's kind of piggish too. Just to self-criticize myself.
So, just briefly, would both of you be able to make Lawrence's date of March 11th in the evening?
I think so.
Okay. If not, perhaps the three people on the committee, Paul saying that he will definitely participate in the committee, you guys can figure out a time?
Yes.
Okay.
March 11th is good.
March 11th is good, okay. And for anybody else who wants to participate in that, that is available and open to everyone.
Right.
Before we move on?
Yeah, just to be clear, it's open to non-LSB members, unlike any of the
PME
committees.
But we do want participation from the LSB.
Yeah.
Important.
Just wanted to clarify that each LSB committee must include the membership of the listening audience. Not exclusively of the LSB members. Every committee, local or especially inclusionary.
Thank you. So moving on to governance. And would anyone like to give a brief summary of what the Governance Committee does? Grace?
And I'd like to also nominate two people.
Sure.
The Governance Committee goes over things like policies of the foundation that have to do with things that are not exactly in the bylaws, but could be presented as policy for the foundation. For instance, if we wanted to have a policy explaining what excused absences are or aren't, we might be able to do that. in governance. Also, governance is the place where bylaws amendments would be discussed and put forward suggestions for bylaws amendments for the National Board to vote on. And to save time, I would like to nominate Beth Van Gunten and also Michael Adler, who expressed by email a desire to be on the governance committee. I think Beth would be terrific. She's been on lots of other boards before, governance boards. And Michael is very reliable. He was our secretary. He's really a logical thinker. So I think the two of them would be a great addition to the governance committee.
Thank you. Beth, do you accept? Can we get a confirmation by text from Michael whether he would accept?
Yeah, I have it. By text,
nobody sees it.
We believe you.
And there's two for this one. Is that right?
Yeah,
okay. Does it matter if it's directors or delegates?
So these are two delegates.
Delegates. Has to be delegates.
Okay, so no directors for this, for these two seats. So we have acceptance of the nomination by Beth. And governance. Okay, perfect. And acceptance by Michael Adler. Are there any other nominations for non-directors for the PMB Governance Committee? Okay. Seeing none, two seats, two nominees. So Michael and Beth, congratulations. Can we get through programming?
Hurry up.
Okay. That's next, but right now. Programming committee. Do we want to have this? Can anyone briefly give a few seconds on what programming committee does? I'm on the programming committee currently. So again, I will say that we often struggle to reach quorum. So it ends up being a free-flowing conversation. Programming committee does not make programming decisions. It can make programming recommendations. We compare numbers from the different stations. We talk about what's working, what's not working, and we talk about, you know, the ways in which we want to bring that information back to the LSBs, with the understanding that all of the boards have a limited participation in what actual programming is on the air. Grace?
Yeah, I've been on the programming committee in the past. And I have to say, for instance, in 2017, the programming committee proposed policies, for instance, putting in all program directors' job descriptions that they're responsible for increasing listenership. And that was approved by the National Board, so that's now in every program director's job description. We also wrote a very extensive way to evaluate, that the program director should evaluate programming, and that was approved by the National Board. These two things are now national policy. They haven't really been implemented, but they still are national policy now. So there are things like that. For instance, the programming committee could mandate, or the governance committee could mandate, that there need to be disclaimers. For instance, I think that there should be disclaimers for every show that's controversial. For instance, any show that we think might be promoting a health cure. Okay, well, a program like that should have a disclaimer. So that should be a policy. So the programming committee could take that up. The other programming policy that the programming committee should be deciding on.
Thank you. Michael and Paulina.
I have to admit, my attendance this year has been a little sporadic, but I was on the programming committee previously and, in fact, chaired it, and the other thing we tried to do was come up with some ideas for national programming that was not just syndicating shows from one station to the other stations, but actually combining the resources of the five stations and the affiliates to produce new national programming that would create a stronger presence for Pacifica in the political discourse.
That is something that has been discussed recently on the programming committee calls as well. Thank you. Paulina?
Question. Is the programming committee also in charge of making sure that programming guidelines, you know, national policy or local policy is in line with the FCC rules, or is not, you know, or is that somebody else's
program? What rules?
FCC, Federal Communication Commission.
That would more be probably governance.
Yeah. I believe it's probably appropriate to flag it and talk about it in programming, but any
final decision.
Yeah, we need to go to governance.
And finally, quickly, does the programming committee interact or work together with the committees of inclusion in theory?
In theory?
No.
I think the committees of inclusion should probably have a conversation open with all of the other committees. Yeah. So, nominees for programming committee.
Paul? No, I'm actually
not
making
a
problem.
Okay,
so
you can
nominate. Paul and Paulson. Respectfully, no. Committee.
Okay, Paulina?
I'd like to nominate Michael. Michael Novick.
Okay. Michael Dukesa?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate
myself. What's that?
Ask.
Oh, you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Barbara has accepted nomination.
I'd like to nominate Oscar as well.
Okay. Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring by nominating myself, just because I'm already on that committee, and I feel that's been a good space for me to work, and the relationships there are good. Guys, cough talk, we do want to get this vote done, so Nancy can leave.
Oh, I'm going to change fast.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara is withdrawing her her nomination or her acceptance. So there are two seats, and we have three nominees.
I'll withdraw. Oscar.
You're going to withdraw?
I'll withdraw.
He's withdrawing.
It's now unanimous.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's being so conciliatory today.
That's a nice day. Thank you. I've been sticking this a very long time.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, so that leaves myself and Oscar as the new representative delegate to the program. Thank you. Okay, let us move on to public comment number one. And so is there anybody that would like to make a public comment at this point? We have 10 minutes.
The mic.
Can we pass the mic?
Yeah.
Real
quick, 90 seconds, please. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
I want to thank you all for doing some of the changes that you're working on right now. The most important one that I've seen so far is about the excused absences, because there's been a history of people who got elected, were placed on the board, and then never came the rest of the year. So that has to stop, and I have to congratulate you all. And thank you all for being so civil with each other, because that's really important. And thank you, Michelle, for a great job. And Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, no complaints.
Public comment with positive reinforcement.
This is relative to the two motions from Finance Committee. I scanned and sent out to the people who were at the last committee the FY 2012 general ledger and check register. Did you get them?
I got them. I didn't have a check.
Yeah, okay. Well, here are the hard copies, because this is going to come up, because people are asking to see information. There's just not good information. There's not accurate information. So to people who might be scared of the general ledger, you can see, here it is. This is for a full year. It's not scary. There's nothing secretive in there. Since we're not getting good information from NIDA, we should be able to see these.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, John KPFK, listener sponsor.
Thank you, Kim.
I think the LSP passed some guidelines on excused absences, like in 2010. When I was secretary, I had to do some research on this, and I had to go way back and We'd have to look at that research, but I don't think there's... I think the only policy was that it had to be timely, and I don't remember if it included reasons. So if you want a policy that includes reasons, you're going to have to come up with it. Now, five years ago, this board did pass a motion with reasons and then rescinded it a month later because there was a legal challenge from the PMB because it was too restrictive or something. Also, when someone has three consecutive unexcused absences, they are off the board immediately. The minute the meeting is over, they are off the board. When I was secretary, when their third absence happens, I call out the first alternate, invite them to be on the board. When they say yes, they're a member. They're seated. Period. That's the way I do it. There's no vote. If someone has faith, you don't bring this to the board and say, well, are they on or are they off? No. When the third one happens, they're off. Also, when I'm a secretary, if someone forwarded an excused absence request during the meeting, I think we let it slide. We let it count because sometimes people email things in the morning and you don't read it until an hour or two later, right? You don't read every email the minute it happens, right? So we get some slack on that. If I received it during the meeting, I think we... Since I was a secretary, I could decide for myself and I let it go. Is that my turn? Thank you.
Thank you for that important information.
This is
the financial tribute of their chapters, clearly for a matter of money and time and any excuse we can find. The meetings take place here, but we never meet in San Bernardino, Riverside, or Santa Barbara. So the people out there never have a chance to come and meet you guys and get some questions. It will make a big difference if we have friends of KPFK organizing events, doing outreach for KPFK there, and every now and then bring you guys to their events so that you have one of your faces addressing local community issues in those parts of the state. My second point is that the brain powerhouse of Berkeley missed over 5 years of not paying taxes, and I wonder why this happened. They had the brains to get one of their friends, now a judge, to oversee the operation going on right now, and now reducing himself from the whole cost, when we know that this guy has been involved, has a conflict of interest, and yet no one is saying anything about this judge just going out of the way because of the conflict of interest. Just food for thought.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Okay.
Moving along.
Do we respond to the public comment or is not?
Generally, we don't respond to the public comment.
Yes, we should. There should be a policy that we need to interact with the listeners' comments. And I have suggested that many times in the past.
Stick around, folks. We'll answer afterwards.
And I would be open to undertaking that in the governance. Yeah, I think that it would be important. I don't think we should implement it on the fly right now, but I do think it's probably something worthwhile that we should discuss implementing officially. Okay. Oh, Lauren. Yeah.
I'm gonna respond to Fernando. I'm just joking.
Don't make me come at you. Okay, so update on the bylaws revision voting process and report on the status of the motions passed at the prior meeting. So update from the PMB directors on the bylaws amendments. We have 10 minutes set aside for this particular discussion.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Bella?
We never voted on the minutes that I recall.
We did. There was no objection.
There was no objection.
Correct?
I don't remember that. We went through the first area rather quickly.
Yeah.
The minutes were not.
Yeah, because the minutes are incomplete.
So we need to then postpone them for next meeting. That should be on the record.
Okay.
I did call for any objections to approval of the previous minutes. And there were none. However, we did move through it quickly. And so do we want to put on the next agenda to approve the minutes from the previous?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be truncated.
Okay. Do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Okay. So update from PMB directors on the bylaws amendments. Who wants to speak?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go first briefly. We had a discussion with the National Medicine Supervisor in open session. I don't know if anybody is speaking.
Yes.
I don't know. Paulina does. In regards to procedure and process, because a lot of us was concerned with process and procedure. And also the fact that I feel, and this is just my observation to the last election, that the process was faulty. There was no on-air candidate forms. There was no candidate cards. A shortcut in the fair campaign provisions in the bylaws that governs the elections. So we had an open discussion about that on the PMB call, and she sent out the process, and I believe Grace sent it out as well, and I think she sent it out. The National Legislative Supervisor, Renee Pinenosa, sent it out in regards to how this bylaws vote is going to take place. How the no and the yes are going to be equally, there's going to be equal representation in the discussion and the debate. And there's a motion from the Michael in regards to the no vote that I encourage our people to support that motion. So with that, I'll pass it on to Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
There was a court hearing on Friday, and basically the people proposing these bylaws amendments asked for certain concessions, and the judge granted them just about everything that they wanted. So the most important one was that if the bylaws amendment vote does not reach quorum, there will be a 30-day extension, which actually violates our bylaws. So that's problematic. The next thing is any on-air statements have to be balanced. In other words, if there's a pro statement, there needs to be room for a con statement. And let's see. They wanted two helpers for the National Election Supervisor. One to be chosen by the yes side, one to be chosen by the no side, and these helpers would be not paid and have to be neutral. So the yes side chose Terry Goodman, who's been a help with many Pacifica elections, and I think the no side is going to suggest Jack Van Aken.
Oh, great.
So, and there are going to be 1,000-word statements from the yes side and a separate 1,000-word statement on the no side that's going to be placed in with the ballots. And each one of those statements will have a website address so the voters can get more information. And this will also be on the Pacifica.org website. Both pro and con statements, and each one having a website to refer the members to more information from each side. There were affiliate directors seated in early January by the national board. There was and the judge wanted them both unseated. He wants the board to be frozen in the 2019 configuration. There's a reason for that, and that's that California corporation law states that if somebody is seated, they hold that position for at least a year. So that's why they don't want any new people seated, because then if the bylaws amendments win,
right. They
won't be able to, they'll be stuck with the people who are seated for at least a year. So that's the reasoning behind that. And that's all I can remember.
So the affiliate director that was elected, she's going to have to step down because the one that's going to remain is the one that got re-elected. That is
Robin Collier.
Robin Collier from somewhere. And so, and then the other thing is that I'm wondering if I should announce the no website.
Sure, go ahead.
So it's specificafightback.org. And it's specificafightback.org. So you could log on to that website and you could see the position that coalition. It's a broad coalition of factions across the board, you know, everybody's working together. It's a broad coalition, as I say. People who didn't work together before are working together because this is a usurping of our network and our governance structure. So, and democracy, it also usurps and disenfranchises people. So we're encouraging you to attend that website, direct traffic there, speak to your friends. So just like if, for instance, if people were trying to turn heads for a different presidential candidate, as I'm doing, I'm not going to say who, but, you know, he's my uncle. That's it. Thank you, Jim.
Give us that website again, please.
Pacifica? Fightback.org.
So, any other director comments before we move into, because the next thing on the agenda is an LSB discussion. So if we've closed director's comments, we'll move into the LSB discussion. We have 15 minutes available on the agenda for this. So, Paul, can you help keep us back?
Yeah.
We have Polina, Bella, Michael Novick, and Eric. Thank you. Polina?
Yes. I know that this body has on the proposed agenda for today an item from Michael Novick that is to urge that we implement the previously approved motion by the LSB, which is to urge the listeners to vote no and to publicize that as widely as possible. I'm wondering whether this motion is now in direct contradiction to the judge's orders, or is it... Yes, that was my most urgent question here.
Can I respond?
Please, I'd like to respond.
Please. The direct response from the directors.
Oh, okay.
30 seconds, if that works.
Okay, I'll try. I just had a teleconference with Arthur Schwartz, our Pacifica Council, and Alex and Lydia this morning, because I'm a secretary, so I'm the officer on the management team. So Arthur said that any discussion on the air or using Pacifica resources about the referendum has to have equal time for yes and for no. So we can't just advocate in favor of a no vote. That any airtime has to have representation from the yes side and the no side at equal time.
Thank you.
The judge's order.
15 second follow-up. Is it just airtime or air and social media time?
Is it airtime or airtime?
Is it social media for a KPK sponsored website, a Facebook page or whatever? It has to have equal time.
It's anywhere.
Lauren?
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's part of the Fair Campaign provisions as well. I think that's the only thing order that has been within the bylaws. That person has ruled on. I think that doesn't prohibit us from as LSB from taking a position in opposition. And just like those who were here took a position in support of. So I think if it's social, if it's like your private contacts or whatever. If it's your own resources and people that you want to talk to about the no vote, then that's,
Using your own personal Facebook pages or emails, of course, you can say anything you want to. There's freedom of speech. You just can't do it on anything having to do with an official KKK or Pacifica platform.
Thank you. Do Oscar and Beth want to be added to the stack?
I have my hand.
Quick question.
You have. We're taking a stack.
Yeah, so I was on the stack.
We haven't moved on yet.
You have a
right
here.
So go ahead, and Beth,
do
you
want to
be on the stack?
Yeah, quick question
relative to what Grace just said. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I want clarification
about the on-air equally balanced statements. Well, obviously, I would think include all the reasons that we think people should vote against this. It should also be able to include the fact that this board voted in opposition to this, right? Because that's a matter of fact. That's not a statement of opinion.
Yes.
It's a matter of fact. Yes. This board opposed it as a board.
Right, yes.
21-3.
In that on-air balance statement.
That
would
okay.
Thank you.
That's okay, yes.
Bella?
Yes, so
I'm behind your computer.
Right behind your computer.
The mic, yes. Thank you. I have a loud voice, and sometimes I forget that.
Okay, oh yeah, this is on. I'm glad you covered that, Beth. I have been tirelessly argumenting with the National Election Supervisor. In fact, my most recent communique to her was just yesterday. She responds, she argues, and then she does the right thing. For instance, she ordered the removal of the confusing material content both on the website of KPFK and on air, which were outdated, had no relevancy whatsoever with what's going on currently, because we're not running an LSB election, and we did a year ago. So finally that got done. But the matter of the issue is that in less than 2 days, today being the 16th, on the 18th, the referendum ballots are to go out to the listeners. Have we educated the listeners on anything? No. Do we think we are have any chance of winning? No. And this is being done purposely, systematically. And what was said before regarding the last elections were violated because we had no on-air forums. Right over there sitting, the general manager of KPFK clearly stated the listeners have no concern about the LSB elections. He was quoted. He said it. That means that he supports this bylaws restructure. And when we have the kind of resistance inside our station, we are doomed to fail.
Thank you. Michael?
And it's very scary.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, so people should be aware that if you go to elections.pacifica.org, you can see the entire list of regulations for the referendum process. It includes a link to a Google form. The NES has defining the 6 or 7 areas that she considers the major changes that the bylaws revision puts in, and I got her to add one more, which is the increase in expense to become a member. Mm-hmm. But the form lists all those and asks for a one-sentence argument against or in favor of each of those, and people can submit that. Anybody can. I think that we should call for. When we had the discussion last month, we were not able to specify what we meant by the education process, but I think we should call for an on-air debate, pro and con, with listener call-ins on all 5 stations. We're trying to urge the PD to do that, and I still think whatever the process is, we should still call for that, if it's the NDS or the IED or whoever can make that happen. I do think that it,
should be pro and con, but I think there should be an opportunity for the listeners to call in with their questions, concerns, and opinions on it. And it should be aired. Each station should have their own version of it. So I think that's important. The cards that are going to be aired about this will all be voiced by DMES. She's going to select from the arguments that are submitted, pro and con, for each of the points, one pro and one con, and put it on. So it's going to be very, very brief.
Okay. Do you want to be added to the staff?
Okay. No, Oscar's on that. It's on air.
Then Oscar, then Grace?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So Grace mentioned that one of the provisions of the court's order involving the 30-day extension violates our bylaws. And I have a question for anybody who has any relevant legal knowledge on this point. It's my understanding that what the judge thinks he's doing is enforcing the provisions of our bylaws related to amendments. That is that the petitioners had the opportunity to ask the court to tell Pacifica to do what its own bylaws said in relation to the ability of a handful of members, such as the Spooner petitioners. I call them the Spooner petitioners, not the Crozier, because I think she's the maniac behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And those bylaw provisions that did allow for a handful of members to do this are being enforced by the court. That's my understanding. And all of his rulings are related to what he perceived as the foot dragging or basically just administrative blockage of the right of a handful of members, the Spooner group, to do what they were doing. So he's ordering Pacifica to comply with its own bylaws. And then apparently making some selective exceptions, such as this 30-day. But some recent research, I came across another incredibly flagrant violation of our bylaws, which is that the amendment itself, the provisions of the bylaw amendments themselves, say that it's, if I could just give 15 more seconds, I'll complete the point, I think people would be interested. You're not supposed to have any amendments or repeals that violate the Articles of Incorporation. Mm-hmm. The fee rate doubling violates an express provision of the Articles of Incorporation. It says that no incumbent member of this Pacifica organization shall ever be liable for any fee increases beyond what they paid when they first became a member.
That's why they changed.
That's what I wanted. Does anybody have any knowledge as to the status of that provision of the Articles of Incorporation? Because according to the website that I consulted, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
So this is, does anybody have any feedback for me as to how the judge rationalized approving this cockamamie bylaws amendment that is blatantly in violation of our bylaws, not just in the trivial way about 30 days, but because of the fee doubling increase is against the express provision of the Articles of Incorporation, it should be completely quashed.
No.
And the mission statement.
Excellent point.
It was misdrawn, and it should be invalidated tomorrow, as far as
I'm concerned. It needs to be challenged, brother.
I agree.
You can do that by voting no.
No. It should be legally invalidated.
That's right.
Legally. Well,
there are
plenty of lawyers.
How
some of the lawyers aren't doing
so? The question for directors, or if there's an opinion regarding what Grace mentioned before about the equal time that we or were on air they should provide, will be enough at some point? And I'm asking this because pretty much we're in the middle of a big campaign just to move a lot of the material that we're spending. I don't know if any of you guys also have seen the little funny video that we made from the Spanish programming that both folks know. We've been trying to move it. We've been receiving feedback from other places, so it should be available for a lot of people. So it doesn't receive, we'll try to, if there's not a problem, you will send it directly to the LSB members. And my question would be two things. If somebody from, let's say, that we have our own Facebook page, from our program. The fact that we can place the KPFK logo and that we violate, you know, the endorsement the option of this judge order, that would be one thing. And the other question would be, if just kind of acknowledging, you know, like we on the no position, just acknowledging that it exists, a just position, we pretty much is on the opposite of what we are arguing, and that could be a strategy just to kind of, let's say, not have to, or actually not to block ourselves to make any kind of a correction. You say, well, we do, this is our position, and there is another part in opposition to this. That would be that enough to just kind of comply with the local time situation.
Yeah. Can I have my time now? I need a little extra time. What I'd like to do is read what Arthur, our Pacifica counsel, reported.
Please.
From the court hearing on
how
Friday.
Much time do you need?
10 minutes.
3 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. I just need to read it.
Okay.
Because it'll clarify a lot of this. And I gave a little bit of misinformation, actually.
And then can this be sent to the LSB email as well?
I think so. I have to look it up and make sure none of it is confidential.
Okay. 3 minutes.
So Arthur's saying, I had two goals. First, not to delay the vote, which Wonder Wheel asked for. Wonder Wheel is the opposing attorney. And the second was to set a strict 30-day deadline on voting, an issue Wonder Wheel stuck in 5 minutes before we ended. I succeeded on the first, but the judge said that if a quorum was not reached, he would likely order the vote extended 30 days. So he has not made that decision yet, but he's saying he would likely do it. Mm-hmm. I got quite agitated about that, right, since there is nothing in Article 4 of the bylaws allowing that, as opposed to Article 3. And because we are sending out ballots with a respond deadline, and we would have to send new notice of an extension, which would mean 14,000 or so postcards and 26,000 emails, I threatened to appeal on that question and ask how that decision would get made. He said we would cross that bridge if we got to it. Okay?
That's nonsense.
So the next thing is, the rest of his rulings were based on his desire to have the playing field as equalized as possible. A, he wants Renee to have two assistants unpaid to review work she is doing. Most of what is left are the cards that she is creating with the pros and cons. They said she didn't understand their proposal. They are to be people with no position on the bylaws. Crozier et al. Chose Terry Goodman, who had agreed to serve for free. The no side gets to nominate someone. Renee has someone who is helping her who could do it. Perhaps you guys have a better idea. I nominated myself, and the judge said, no, you are against the proposal. B. He doesn't want Ellis to meet fees to make announcements of their positions unless there is equal time given. And any LSB statement and any other on-air statement must include a disclaimer that what they are saying is not Pacifica's position. C. He wants each side's website to be linked to their 1,000-word statement on the Pacifica website. Renee says that no one has written one for the no side. Well, that's not true. There is a 1,000-word statement from the outside. D. He wants 1,000-word statements included in the mailed ballots about 126 people. Okay, ballots are going to be mailed to the people who received written ballots in the last elections, and then others if they request them. Those envelopes are sealed and stamped, so Renee will just send out a second piece of mail. E. In all other respects, he wants equal time. F. He unseated the two directors seated in January, though the one who is a holdover can still vote. I believe we can still fill vacancies. And that's it. And one other quick thing, and that's, I think Eric's point is very excellent, and I will send the Articles of Incorporation with that portion highlighted to Arthur. Because that's a really important point.
It is, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for reading that.
Chair.
Just
I want to use contrast.
The ballots are fine.
Okay, and then I'm on the stack. I would like to make my statement.
I'll go after you.
Thank you. I would like to entertain a motion, if folks are interested in this, regarding a temporary committee, the formation of a temporary committee, in order to put together the panel discussion or the on-air cards. I think it is important that we get those up as quickly as possible. Is there anyone that would like to put this motion on the floor?
I'll put the motion on the floor.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to forming a temporary committee to address this?
A subcommittee.
A subcommittee, correct.
Yes. Task force.
Whatever we want to call it. Okay, so is there... Paulina, would you like to talk about this briefly?
Sure. I can... my interpretation of what you're proposing is...
Thank you, Madam Chair. My interpretation of what you're proposing, I'm very much in favor of that, is to form a temporary task force to assist with the implementation of on-air education. So on-air cards, both English and Spanish. I've been in touch with Renee Peña Rosa, who says that she will be recording both English and Spanish cards, but she does need input in Espanol from, you know, from both the yes and no sides, I suppose. In any case, yes, so I'm putting, as per your suggestion, I'm not projecting at all, but okay. I'm putting, oh, thank you. I guess I'm learning to project. So, yeah, I'd like to propose a motion to form a task force that would assist the National Election Supervisor in organizing community on-air forums and producing promo cards, informational cards in both English and Spanish for the purposes of the bylaws.
Okay, the motion is on the table.
Point of information. I thought that has to be for each station. It's not going to be done by the NES. Each station is going to have these. We're not going to broadcast it nationally.
It would be in order to meet the requirement to, you know, inform the listeners, and also they would be...
When Grace read, it said, if you have a pro, you have to have a con.
Correct.
So, that pro and con, if it's going to be call-in, it's going to be local. It's not going to be national, because there are different time zones.
Right.
So this ad hoc committee should be for KPMK.
It is.
But you said... to help the NES.
Well, the NES is also the LES. We used to have local election supervisors. Just to respond to that, please.
Due to the lack of local election supervisors hired at this time, and the fact that the national election supervisor actually functions as a local election supervisor for the five stations, right? She is the NES and the local election supervisor at the same time.
But the committee is for KPFK.
Right. My proposal is not in that.
Okay, perfect.
So we have reached our time for this section.
I must address this in this discussion.
We have Lauren still on the stack and add Bella, but I would like to, if possible, get through whether or not there are any objections to forming the task force.
I move to extend the time for this section or for this item by 5 minutes.
We have to put on the motion.
Let's just.
I need a clear motion.
Let's finish the vote.
Let's finish the vote, right?
My clarification. I have a question of clarification regarding this vote.
Okay.
If we provide a Spanish-speaking... If we provide a Spanish-language card and they do not, does that mean we don't get to air ours?
Who's they?
The yes side, no? So that even if we produce a card, we get to air it, even if they don't produce one.
Are there going to be separate cards?
According to the order, who gets us produced?
May I respond? So far, the only person producing cards is the National Election Supervisor, who also works as the local election supervisor. She will use her voice in both English and Spanish. She's bilingual. She did that previously. So she will choose, she's the arbiter of Spanish and English truth. She'll try to balance it out to the best of her ability. We're suggesting that we facilitate her work, that we have a volunteer task force, to facilitate the work of the NES in regards to the organization, the putting together of on-air forums and cards.
My concern is that they will try to shut down the Spanish language cards by saying that there's only one available.
So this is not directly related to the vote.
I'd like to call for the vote.
Thank you. So if we, for the secretary to take the proper notes, Paulina, can you please repeat your motion? And then we will take
the
vote.
She did not place the motion on the floor.
I did.
With all due respect.
I did.
When did you do that? What is the
language?
Just a second. She did.
So we're going to go ahead and repeat the motion so that we all have the language.
The motion on the floor is for this local station board to form a local task force to assist the National Election Supervisor in on-air education forums and, basically on-air education forums and promo cards in both English and Spanish.
Pro and con.
With the order of the judge.
Perfect, thank you. So the motion has been seconded, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, second. Any objections? Motion passes. She's waiting to speak, but she's on the stack, so she can keep her hand raised if she chooses. The motion passes. I would like to please ask if there is anyone, raise your hand if you would like to be on that committee or on that task force. So let's keep them up. And
Better not.
Okay, so we have Bella, Oscar, Paulina, Michael Novak, and that's a no, Lauren?
I think I will be in conflict, being a director. So.
Okay.
Because I'm party to the lawsuit as a director.
Oh, right. I'm not.
Okay, so Paulina, will you please convene a meeting with the four folks who have volunteered? Excellent. So,
quick question.
Yes.
Am I allowed to involve other people in the committee that are not part of the LSB?
This is an issue that I wanted to.
I believe that any of the task forces and committees are open to the community.
Yeah, task force.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. So that motion has passed. We will have a committee. We will hear an update at the next meeting. In the meantime, hopefully, we're all going to start hearing the on-air promotion, in compliance. So we have Lawrence and then Bella on the staff.
So just real quick, we have a lawyer that submitted a motion to quash. Incorporating the points that Eric mentioned and that Grace and I and this coalition that we're part of is going to be looking into tonight. So we're looking, hopefully it will be referred to Arthur for review, because I think it's an excellent rudimentary, as we call it, work of legal work. So the challenge is judge because, anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you, and that's important work, so thank you very much, Lawrence. Bella, and then we move on to review the three motions that have passed. We'll keep that brief. So, Bella, last person on the stack for this section.
Can I squeak in?
We are behind, but we can perhaps reduce the next section.
Okay, go ahead.
Bella, and then Ken. And
okay.
Then we'll close that section.
Over a month ago, I think maybe perhaps 2 months ago, I have been constantly, almost daily, sending emails to the LSB. Why is it that we have not been able to form a task force? All of a sudden, 2 days prior to the ballots going out, either electronically or physically, I hear Paulina making a motion for a task force. This is amazing that we have lost all this quality time just before the ballots are to go out.
Can I be recognized?
Yes, and then we close
the session. I was informed of this. I don't think that the LSP is aware of this. In order for these proposed amendments to be approved, they need a majority vote of listeners and a majority vote of staff.
It's separately. 25% and 10%.
Thank you.
25% and 10%.
The quorum for the public is 10%, and the quorum for staff is 25%.
Thank you.
But they would have to be accepted by a majority of staff. If a majority of staff refuses it, and everybody in the listeners approved it, it fails,
right.
Or vice versa.
That's right.
So it's since we have we should have a fairly close ability to communicate to all our volunteer staff members. This is paid and unpaid staff.
Right.
We should consider that. That's the public you want to educate.
That's right.
You should be able to get them to vote.
Where's
we
have?
Thank you, Ken. Closing this section and moving on to the review of the motions passed. If it's acceptable, I will go ahead and read each motion, and we will provide a small amount of time to see if there are comments needed by the LSD members.
I have a question. Just real quick.
Yes.
I think this will be.